This is Wicked Roadie, a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Hello and welcome. My name is Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro. Thank you so much for tuning in to the podcast voted Best of Rhode Island by the readers of Rhode Island Monthly. And Mary, I want to give a special welcome to all the new listeners who are listening this week. First timers, after seeing your appearance on Studio 10 this week, the Studio 10 show, which happens on NBC 10. You were there with Lindsay Idaluka.
Yes.
That was a good time over there. I mean, it's literally, how long did it take you to get to the studio from where you live? I mean,
six minutes.
did your car even warm up?
No, it didn't. I put it into the GPS saying, okay, like how long is this going to take? And it was even shorter than I thought. So Very, very easy. But, you know, I'm so thrilled about this. You, of course, have been able to do some segments on Studio 10 just to help, add some
I'm
humor.
A correspondent.
Yeah, I
like to tell them. I like to say when people ask, you know, what do you do there? I'm the guy who they send out when they want to maintain Megan or Lindsay's or anybody else's dignity. They send me to that, you know, that thing.
I love that. Yeah. Oh, that's a good way to word it. So yeah, it was just a perfect blend. So if you are someone who is able to tune in to NBC 10 on Wednesdays, we believe the Wicked Roadie segment will air each Wednesday. It's at 12:30 p.m. Yep. Channel 10. Studio 10 in general goes on Monday through Friday, jam-packed full of things going in and around the Ocean State. But yeah, we're really excited. And thanks for checking it out. For anyone who is a brand new podcast listener, thanks for checking out the podcast world over here.
And just to address the elephant in the room, okay, because you, Mary, you before were on The Road Show.
Yes.
And Megan Mooney has also been on The Road Show.
Yep.
Studio 10, and I said this on the Bartholomew Town podcast not that long ago, Studio 10 is not like The Road Show.
No.
It's totally different, and that's totally okay. There's so many great stuff, great things out there, and there's so much room in this market for these community style, you know, info, entertainment, fun programs. We need more of these.
I agree.
I mean, you could have one on every channel for massive amounts of time because there's so much good stuff happening in and around Rhode Island and Southern New England. So this is such a great partnership with them. And I'm so glad that you're part of it now. And that's just, that makes it that much more fun. And to be honest with you, I'm glad that they're going to have you on every week and not me because, you know, I'm just, I think for the building security.
Yes,
they're
that
glad
alone.
That it's going to be you, not
that
me.
That alone. No, it's a blast. It's definitely a blast. And like you said, having had that prior television experience to now be able to go into a different TV station right here in Rhode Island that obviously so many people get to, you know, see whether on billboards or on their own small screens, it was a great experience and I'm excited to keep it up.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. I'll also address why I'm talking a little softer today.
You've got your wicked romantic voice going on.
Thank you. Yes. that is because I'm trying to create love between sleep and little Mr. Foster Man.
Yes.
Who is with us this week. And, you know, if you followed the story on social media, you know, he ended up going back with family. Mm-hmm. And we have been helping out on occasion. And so he's with us actually all this week. And at the time of the recording, Mary?
Yep.
It's nap time.
Smack dab in the middle of it. We planned this on purpose.
Mm-hmm. And he's already woken up once. And so I went back in there and I just said, buddy, you don't understand. The people of Southern New England need daddy.
Yes, desperately.
I will give you your spaceship blanket, and he was cool with that. It's like, yeah, he understood. He was very reasonable for a 2.5-year-old.
There you go. Yeah, kids have,
kinda
the kids know. They know when it's nap time, but the parent has something to do at the same time.
Yes.
They know.
Yeah. No, but he's doing well. We're happy to have him here for the week or however long it turns out being. I jokingly said we'll take him right up until 2035, which would be his 18th birthday. We're good with that.
We're
but
good.
We'll see what happens. So if you tuned in while you're on the road working, getting errands done, or maybe you're listening while your little ones are snoozing. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm talking softly, folks. Okay. just
the more you know.
Absolutely. If you want to see the links of the info on our website, just go to the website, which is wickedroadiepodcast.com. All right, Mary, what do you have for our Wicked Interesting Pick of the Week?
There's been this really cool event that has happened for 15 years called the 24-Hour Play Festival. It happens through the Contemporary Theater Company in Wakefield. And here's what happens. All these thespians get together, and for 24 hours, they write, compose, rehearse plays. They're going to have five short plays where they... pretty sure they even figure out the costumings. They've had musicians come in and score music based upon it. And on Saturday night at 8 p.m., they're going to perform these five short plays that were literally created just within the previous 24 hours beforehand. What I love about this is that it's over 50 artists in just one day. There's people coming in from out of state who were previous members of this theater company who are coming back in. It's like a little mini reunion. But yeah, written, rehearsed, and performed in just a single day.
Do they sleep at all during these 24 hours?
I was wondering that. I was not able to get clarity online about it because, you know, like especially that 2 to 4 hour in the morning, 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. I mean, that is some sacred time. But if you're designing a set, if you're working on costuming, things like that, you got to do what you got to do.
Right.
So yeah. Who knows?
Good point. So that's where is this? Where exactly?
In Wakefield. So okay. The Contemporary Theater Company in Wakefield.
Gotcha. Cool. Well, that's your Wicked Interesting Pick of the Week, ladies and gentlemen. And now, depending on what kind of a Rhode Island you are, it's either Wicked Fun in the 401 or Wicked Fun in the 401.
Ooh, mixing it up.
Well, we'll try. I saw a cartoon, Mary, that had Peter Griffin from Family Guy dressed up very fancy where it said 401 and then him slouching on a couch, kind of, you know, relaxing and said 401. So that's that. Just so people wondering where my mind was going. But I'll tell you where I want your mind to go, folks, this weekend on Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. over at Bow Chicka Wow Town. They are having
that is a name. That is a good name.
They are big fans of the folks, the pets. They are looking out for them, and of course the folks over at Pet Emergency Education. I don't think they use an acronym because that would be P. once again, folks, I've been spending all week with a 2-year-old. It is Pet CPR and First Aid Certification class over in Warwick, Rhode Island.
What is it?
Pet Emergency Education.
Oh, the poor P. You're right. Poor things.
Little foster man is very, very much, he was potty trained before he was 2 years old. So I listen
You're
for that
first.
Word quite often. Yeah.
Yes.
Daddy Pete. So, but anyway, my apologies. You know, it works. So they are doing, check this out. They are doing canine and feline CPR and first aid certification class on Saturday, again, from 1 to 4 p.m. You're going to learn how to triage and assess if an animal is experiencing a threatening medical emergency. Mm-hmm. You can learn how to restrain and properly transport a sick or an injured animal. You'll learn how to provide emergency first aid to dogs and cats while en route to the veterinary care, how to take vital signs like temperature, pulse, respiration, and also determine what's normal versus abnormal readings. Yeah, so it's really cool. There is a bit of a charge there, but it will get you a CPR certification with cards, an official certificate, a 2-year subscription to the Animal Emergency Resource Center, the AERC. ERC. Sorry, I'm just all about acronyms, ladies and gentlemen. But this is really cool. So this is an approved thing for folks who want to get into, who are working in the veterinarian fields, but also if you wanted to be a certified dog walker, maybe you got a child who's looking to do that and, you know, looking to make some extra cash or whatever. Why not? That's an upsell right there. So check it out. It is the Pet CPR First Aid Certification class happening at Bow Chicka Wow Town On Saturday from 1 to 4, yes.
Love that name.
I think we just got to go just to check it out.
I know. I need to see like everything about this place. I'm so intrigued by the title alone, the name of the venue. All right. So Friday night from 7 till 9 p.m., I want to let you know about the Owl Prowl that is going on through the Audubon Society of Rhode Island. So I mentioned the Owl Prowl maybe a month or so ago that they were having it down in Exeter. I think they're trying to cover all sorts of different corners of our tiny state to make sure that you can get outside. What I love about this is, of course, this time of year, the sun sets really early. So if you are trying to go outdoors and, you know, see the wildlife that's out and about, you don't have to wait till 10 o'clock at night. It's just from 7 to 9. It's a full moon. This is why it's super, super special. So owls fly around, you know, year round, but you can't see them because of the leaves on the trees and it's dark out. But on Friday night, the leaves are off the trees because it's winter. And it's a full moon and the sun has set early. So it makes for a perfect time for you to go get out in nature, learn something new about the owls that live here in Rhode Island. There is a little bit of a fee, $10 if you're a member of the Audubon Society, $14 if you're a non-member. They are recommending that this hike be for ages 9 and up. And I will tell you that my son went on the previous owl prowl, had a blast, heard a coyote, learned about coyotes a little bit. Nothing like, you know, coyotes aren't scary. You don't need to worry about it. But for a seven-year-old to hear a howl in the middle of the night, it was quite a new experience for our city-dwelling lad to be out in the woods like that. So definitely check that out.
X the Owl. I wonder if you'll see him from Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, remember? There you go.
He was an eager and cheerful, strong desire to learn new things and very, like, very formal speaking. Sounded a lot like King Friday the 13th, but I could be wrong. It's maybe
just
maybe
a coincidence. Yes.
Yeah, I think so. There is a new class happening over at AS220. We haven't talked about AS220 in a little while. Classes happening over there. It's a great venue. They do a lot of different things, but they have this new class which just started up. It's a hip hop dance class with Michael Diaz, and it happens on Mondays from 5:30 to 7 p.m. over there at AS220. It's on Empire Street. Now, if you are in this whole, I want to get fit and healthy for the new year, this is something you got to do. It's a drop-in of $13, or you can do a $10 class package, you know, buy a package of classes. And if you're a Brown University student, it's free.
What?
But you start up with a warm-up, you know, head-to-toe, circular movements, and you slowly build up the drills. And after that, you'll be taught steps and different moves. And it'll challenge you. And the whole goal is just to understand the various steps as well as, you know, learn musically how to find the character within yourself.
Ooh.
So you'll be placed in groups to perform a combo by the end of the class with the instructor, or without the instructor, I should say. He teaches you and then you kind of do your own thing. So if you are into the hip hop music thing, and Mary, the 80s music has been so hot right now. 80s and 90s music.
Yes.
So if you grew up on that kind of music, this is the time to go check it out.
Now that it's retro, you mean?
Oh, totally, totally. And this is going to be awesome. And Michael Diaz, you know, he was actually born in the Dominican Republic. He lives now in Pawtucket, but he hasn't stopped dancing since he was a little child. He has done a ton of different performances, both in New York City. He's been in various plays and performances. So he is very into it. He's got a great energy, great personality. That is on Mondays from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Again, go to our website. We'll have the link for you. But this sounds like a great class. I might go to push play and stop on the tape recorder.
There you go. Well, talking about, you know, being physically active, trying out some new things, especially this time of year when it's not as easy to get outdoors. If you've ever been interested in rock climbing, we've got some great rock gyms around here happening tonight on Thursday night. 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. There's going to be a women's beginner climb night at the Central Rock in Warwick. You will want to make sure that you get your tickets ahead of time online, so you can head to our website to learn more about that. But this is going to be $25. It includes a day pass to the gym, all your rental equipment, staff to help you and support you in your climbing in any way necessary. There is no experience necessary. Now, this is open to all female-identified earthlings. I mean, you can come and be as completely completely clueless in rock climbing and leave feeling quite confident. This is really a great way to come and support and learn a new sport, a new hobby. All fitness levels and abilities are welcomed and championed. So check that out. It's being hosted by Joanna Reed, a wonderful artist and coach here in the state. And she started doing these women's only beginner climb nights this fall and has had tremendous success with it. So that's happening tonight, Thursday night, 6:30 to 8:30 at Central Rock in Warwick.
Now, if you're new listening this week because you saw Mary on Studio 10 and you learned about the podcast through there, you might be happy to hear that we don't just cover Rhode Island, folks. We cover things happening in nearby Connecticut and Massachusetts as well. And that's because no matter where you are, you're never more than 18 and a half miles from Connecticut, Massachusetts, or Rhode Island, or the ocean if you're in the state of Rhode Island. So we have this segment called Borderline. Madonna graciously agreed to be part of it.
So thankful for Madonna.
Well, I sent her an email asking her. I said, listen, if you don't want to be a part of it, reply back and let me know. She didn't get back to me, so no news is good news. But what's happening over in Fall River at the Narrows Center for the Arts, they are having a tribute to Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young on Friday night from 8 to 11 p.m. The Narrows Center for the Arts over in Fall River that's a great spot. They do some really cool, different, performances over there. They have everything from rock. They have, world music. They have blues. They have folk. They have put it to you this way. I'm looking at their lineup of what's coming up in the next coming months and whatnot, mm-hmm. aside from this, the Trinity, a tribute to Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. They've got N-Train, which is a band out of Martha's Vineyard, which is, they're really cool. That's world music. They got Southside Johnny coming. They've got the James Hunter Six coming. They've got it is such a cool spot. Grace Morrison plays there often as well when she does some new work. So this is five vocalists who will be combining decades of experience in the music industry, and they will be bringing it to you as a tribute to Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. And the performers on this group here, mm-hmm. their vocal stylings, if you close your eyes, you're going to think you're listening to some old school, just classic music.
Awesome.
So you want to check that out. It's going to bring you back to when CSNY, that's Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young, by the way, they actually do use an acronym. Their harmonies are just like going to remind you of when like those guys were in their prime. So it is really cool. They got, just such good music ability as well. So check that out. That is happening Friday night, 8 to 11 p.m. at the Narrows Center for the Arts. That is your Borderline segment, ladies and gentlemen.
And for our Wicked family-friendly pick of the week, this Saturday from 9 to 11, go on over to East Providence to the Gordon School because they're having their Come Play event. Now, this is ages 2 to 5, and let's be real. Those kids need to get out and play as much as they possibly can any time of the year, but especially in the winter when it may not be as easy to get outdoors into parks. So this event is really aimed at those youngsters. They can tinker around in a lab, create with art materials, experiment with the scientific processes, try musical instruments, do math manipulatives. Basically, if you want your kid to have educational fun playing with other children in these awesome classroom centers, because the Gordon School, for those of you who haven't been, it's stunning. Absolutely stunning. But a really fun thing that they get to just open their doors up to the youngsters in the community. This is a great way if you even were thinking about possibly enrolling your child in the Gordon School. It's a great way for you to get around and just kind of see what they've got going on. But it is a complimentary event, completely free of charge. Younger siblings are also welcome. So if you do have a little one with you as well, as long as the 2 to 5-year-old has an accompanied adult, they're ready to play. They are ready to play. So that's taking place 9 to 11 a.m. at the Gordon School on Saturday. that time that we like to remind you that we are a proud partner with the United Way of Rhode Island to help spread the word about amazing opportunities for you, your family, your friends, to help volunteer in and around Rhode Island.
Yeah, Mary, actually this week I'm bringing Courtney Nicolato, who is the new executive director over at the United Way. She's in the car with me for carpooling, so you're going to want to check that out.
Nice.
It's really amazing what they're doing over there. But speaking of the United Way of Rhode Island, they're actually looking for volunteers to help with the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, which ensures working Rhode Islanders with low to moderate incomes that they get the help they need to successfully prepare their tax return. So you don't have to have any specialized knowledge of taxes or anything like that. They will train you, and they're really just looking for people to greet, you know, intake screeners, you know, schedulers, and interpreters as well. And of course, if you are a tax preparer and you want to help out, you're more than welcome to do so. They just do awesome stuff over there at the United Way. It's good stuff. So they are looking for some help.
Great.
What do you have, Mary?
The Johnny Cake Center of Peacedale is looking for food pantry volunteers. They just need people for their basic needs. Maybe you would like to serve visitors, or maybe you'd be useful at sorting donations or stocking the shelves. Basically, there is an amazing opportunity here to help people in need who are hungry, and you can come utilize those skills. Volunteers are encouraged to commit to a 3-hour shift once a week, and the pantry is open Tuesday through Saturdays.
Very cool. If you want to learn more about the United Way of Rhode Island, or you're just in need of assistance, visit their website or simply dial 211 and get connected to the help you need. All right. As we said at the beginning, ladies and gentlemen, everything we talked about today can be found on the website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
We're on Facebook and Instagram, being all sorts of social. And if you're there as well, give us a shout out. Shoot us a message. And if you're taking any photos that you find beautiful this time of year, use that hashtag WickedRoadie. It'll help other people find it, and it helps build brand awareness. And last but not least, if you are able to catch our segment, our upcoming segments on Studio 10, screenshot them and use that hashtag WickedRoadie to let people know to check it on out.
Hey, if you're looking to get the message directly into the ears of our listeners, we can certainly help you with that. Or if you would like to be featured in the Wicked Wednesday segment on the Studio 10, you just email us, wickedroadiepodcast@gmail.com.
That's right. Well, until next time, I'm Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben Nicastro.
And you've been listening to Wicked Rody. We'll have more for you next Thursday.
This is your moment. Your moment to move forward and make progress. It's time to see where an education can take you. For over 130 years, Strayer University has been at the forefront of change, offering programs that help students like you get ahead and stay ahead, so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.